conscious of, and unconscious of with death, pain, suffering, and eternal life at the end of death. And you tell me that I bring you nothing. My Father in heaven speaks his mind. He gives you light, and you're not happy with it. He gives you life, and you're not happy with it. He gives you bread, he gives you water, but yet you suffer so much pain.
He gives us George W. Bush.
What does George W. Bush bring you?
MTV.
MTV. I enjoy MTV. And he gives you none but lust.
Sorry, I'm MTNT, sorry.
I tell you now, and I speak not for her, hell will not bring eternal life, but death will.
Now you're not coming back as the opposite sex, is that any encouragement?
Yet you have gay people, and you have lesbians, you have bisexuals, yeah, you have a thought, you have all that fancy words you want. A man like to have two women, a woman would like to have a man and a man having sex. Yeah,
you've got a great mind, man.
You have a great mind, yeah. But tell me something, will this give you pleasure? It gets you pleasure out of nothing. It lasts 40 minutes and it's gone, you know. Yeah, what would you know out of satisfaction? You don't know. My Father, in my Father's life, and my Father's eternal life was upon you now, you wouldn't have raged with. My Father in heaven, he speaks to you now, and ignore the devil's lust, eternal life is upon you, and the peacemaker of the dead lives amongst you, and you ignore it. For eternal life has no end, for life itself shall end. Ask yourself when you're at home tonight, why God has made planet Earth, planet Jupiter, planet Mars. Why? Do you think that he has created all these different worlds, or meant one world for people to experiment on?
I'll give someone else a chance.